This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
On the Breakfast Grill today is Dato' Som Heng Chun coming in today in his capacity as the chairman of the Malaysia-China Kuantan Industrial Park. The MCKIP is about 3,000 acres of potential industrial development and is a 51-49% JV between Malaysian and Chinese interests. IGM Land owns 40% of the Malaysian interest, with Sime Darby Properties and the Pahang State Government equally owning 30% each of the rest. Incidentally, Dato' Som, you are also the CEO and Managing Director of IGM Corporation. But just bringing the discussion back to MCKIP, what is the main concept behind this?
Okay, MCKIP was conceptualized between the two governments, that's the government of Malaysia and the government of China. In 2012, there was industrial park set up in the southern part of China in Qingzhou. At the same time when the launching was done, the Prime Minister of Malaysia thought that it would be good that there be a reciprocal park in Malaysia. So that's why in 2013, a similar park was set up in Kuantan. And this is the first national industrial park that is set up in Malaysia.
What are the similarities between Qingzhou and Kuantan that such sister parks were set up?
One of the things is that the location of Guangxi province is the closest between China to Malaysia. And given that the Kuantan's location is very strategic, facing the South China Sea, shipping time to China is only about 3 days.
So, 3 days, okay.
Yeah, 3 days.
So, given, and that compares well with Port Klang in Singapore?
Port Klang and Singapore will have another shipping, one to one and a half day shipping time. So there's a saving in terms of logistics. So that's why Kuantan has been chosen as the reciprocal avenue or location for a similar park.
So when we see headlines, MCKIP recently secured about $1.6 billion in ventures from Chinese interests. What does this mean for your business model? How do you make money from such headline announcements, you know, $1.6 billion going into MCKIP?
Okay. The headline says that these are investors coming in to invest $1.6 billion US dollar in setting up a factory here in the industrial park. The concept is that the land is actually from the state government. Jointly with the federal government, putting in the funds to do the infrastructure, and the developer coming in to help to develop the infrastructure inside the park. So there's actually a joining of hands between the federal government, the state government, and also the private entity where MCKIP or MCKIP play its role.
So MCKIP is basically a property developer.
Yeah, it's a property developer developing the industrial land.
And you would provide some conceptual master planning to the whole area as well?
Yeah, we will do the whole master plan for the industrial park, which is 3,000 acres. It's divided into three phases. Phase one is about 1,400 acres. Phase two is 1,000 acres. And phase three is 600 acres. The infrastructure will be jointly put up by the federal and the state government. And the internal infrastructure will be provided by the developer, which is by MCKIP.
And do you see this contributing meaningfully to the earnings of IGMs itself? Because IGMs themselves have also been a headline for getting a lot of projects, an 8 billion ringgit order book and replenishment of 2 billion. How does MCKIP add to all that?
Okay, MCKIP is more, I would say, a socio-economic development project for the country. At the same time, for IGM, from the IGM perspective, is that this industrial park will then provide the hinterland for a port that we are operating in Kuantan, which is the Kuantan port.
That Kuantan port in which IGM holds a 60% stake, right?
Yes.
Okay. And would you get a lot, would IGM get a lot of infra projects out of this MCKIP?
No, we are not doing any of the infra project. The infra projects in this area is actually tendered out by ECRDC. A lot of work has already been completed and a lot more work has are still in progress. The only project that we are undertaking in the area is actually the expansion of the Kuantan port, where we actually come in to do the funding together with the government through ECRDC. The government is actually doing a 4.7-kilometer breakwater in the port. They are spending about a billion ringgit, and IGEM will be also investing about 2.5 billion ringgit to expand the port.
We have Dato Som Hing Chun, chairman of the Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park, on the Breakfast Grill today. Dato Som is also the MD and CEO of IGM Corporation, and we're talking about the development of the Eastern Corridor in Malaysia. Dato Som, one of the things that I mentioned in this 1.6 billion project that has been garnered for the MCKIP is the One Belt, One Road project. You know, this is a huge project that's been conceptualized in China that will bring together all these countries surrounding China. And in fact, some say part of the political agenda of China as well to allow China to gain its ascendancy. How does MCKIP fit into this idea of the One Belt, One Road project?
I think the government of China has a major initiative to actually make their country companies in China go global based on the One Belt, One Road initiative. We see Kuantan as a very strategic location for China, given that there is some slowdown in China. In some industry, there can be overcapacity there in China. And it's a good time for them to export this extra capacity into a region that needs this products. And the other thing is that it gives them access to a population, additional population of about 700 million in the ASEAN region. So it's actually complementary to us. And for China, it's like it's an opportunity for them to then, fast pace their initiative to go global.
How do you see some of China's aggressions into the South China Sea, which is now making such international headlines? How will this affect that relationship and the business for
MCKIP? We don't see any change to the policy that's being set. Everything is still going on well. In fact, there are a lot of bilateral meeting between Malaysia and China in terms of trade promotion. In fact, just a month ago, we have close to about 100 investors from China, from all over China, coming here. We took them to Kuantan to look at the place and explain to them the strategic location of Kuantan vis-a-vis other part of Malaysia, and also not only just Malaysia, but to the whole of the ASEAN region.
And you don't see the future of this being jeopardized because I think the international community is really up in arms about China's aggressiveness. In fact, recently, The Hague declared that what China is doing is illegal. What do you see about the future of this relationship?
I think political and business are actually,
it's quite interlinked.
Yeah, sometimes it's interlinked. But when you look at it, it's just not Malaysia who is involved. There are a lot more other countries who are more sensitive to the issue. I think for Malaysia, it's like while we take note of geopolitical development in the whole region, but priority also given to developing our business in Malaysia. I think given the long relationship, the 40 years relationship between Malaysia and China, we believe the promotion of trade between the two countries will continue.
We have Dato Som Hing Chun, chairman of the Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park, on the grill today. And we're talking about the development of the Eastern Corridor of Malaysia and how this links to China. Up next, we'll delve deeper into why the Chinese find Kuantan interesting. On the Breakfast Grill today is Dato Som Hing Chun, chairman of the Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park. Dato Som is also the MD and CEO of IJM. Dato Som, we talk about this idea of government promoting the infrastructure development of Malaysia, and you're, of course, very well-versed in this, having been in IJM for many decades now. So this idea of the corridors, the East Coast Economic Region, which Pahang is part of, is one of the many corridors that was conceptualized since the time of PM Abdullah Ahmad Badawi. How closely does MCKIP work with the master planners of the ECAR?
In fact, the master plan for the whole Eastern Corridor is developed by ECRDC, and Kuantan fits correctly into that corridor. And the master plan for this Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park is also done on a joint initiative between MCKIP and also ECRDC. From there, you can see that there are a lot of synergy between the parties concerned. And we believe that the master plan that's being developed will actually serve the purpose of trying to attract investors from China into
and
this region.
It's been around for a long time. I mean, Tun Abdullah was prime minister in early to mid 2000s, and today is 2016. And in fact, the ECER is one of the three corridors, together with Iskander, as well as the Northern Corridor Economic Region. Have these concepts been effective? Can Malaysia stand up and be proud and say we've benefited from these corridors?
Yeah, I think some of these corridors have different initiatives. Different corridors have different initiatives. And I think for the East Coast, it's more a socio-economic development corridor, given that the East Coast is a bit lacking behind compared with the West Coast. And we believe that by putting more initiative in trying to promote trade there, you are able to actually uplift the socio-economic well-being of that region. And also, in our case, it's like by us setting the industrial park there, attracting investors to come in and set base, we'll create more jobs opportunity. We will uplift the socio-economic position of the people around there. And we believe that, given that this corridor is a bit lacking in behind,
Has this happened that the people of Pahang and the people around Kuantan have felt the economic benefits of this corridor?
I think you can see now there are a lot of activities there, both from the construction activities and business activities. You can see that, there's always a chain reaction. And you can see that a lot of people in other businesses are actually benefiting from the increased activities in the Kuantan area.
And you say that this is a kind of a social program by the government as well. But obviously, it's beyond social because this is big business. And when the MCKIP is set up, it's a commercial entity getting a lot of benefits from the government, for example, free land, free infrastructure, even a tax holiday for a very long time for people who set up in MCKIP. Do you think that this is deserved, given that there are very much a lot of profits to be made, a lot of commercial gains to be made from this kind of project? Are these kind of supports needed from the government?
I think maybe just to correct, the land is not for free.
But it's provided on a very low-cost basis.
It's provided at a certain cost, but because the developers still have to put in infrastructure and all this, and there's also a minimum startup cost for the industrialists from China. So you need to make it attractive for them, to attract them to come here. Because you must remember, we have a lot of competition from other developing countries in the region. So why Malaysia? Why not other countries? So it must be compelling for them to come here. That's why government then discussed, I think, and came up with a good model whereby there is a charge on the land, but not very high compared to other parts of Malaysia. Secondly, is this is the first national industrial park. So it has to be something different from the other industrial park that we have.
And what is the difference between a national industrial park?
Given that all the corridors have special tax incentive, so this being the first national industrial park, one of the main incentive of MCKIP is that the companies who set base here have a tax holiday of 15 years from the day they derive profit.
So what's the difference between a national...
Normally, it's just a 10-year tax holiday from the day you start operation. But here, it's like 15 years from the day you derive profit.
So the difference is that the government is just giving more benefits to people who set up in MCKIP.
Yes, for the industrialists to set up here. But they still have to pay for the land. They still have to pay for the infrastructure. It's only that, you know, it gives them incentive so that they can actually enjoy a bit of the tax holiday that there is. The other thing is that materials bringing in, you see, in all these corridors, a lot of the materials that is being brought in for their use of the factories are actually tax exempt. So this will be continued. And some of the other standard incentive in all the corridors will apply here as well.
That was Som Heng Chun, chairman of the Malaysia-China Kuantan Industrial Park, or MCKIP, is on the grill today. Dato' Som, we talk about the sister park, China-Malaysia Qinzhou Industrial Park, and the Chinese have 49% interest in MCKIP. Is there a quid pro quo where the Malaysians have an interest in their sister park in Qinzhou?
Malaysia, we have an interest there through another company, which is SP Satir, who still have a stake in the Qinzhou Industrial Park.
So SP Satir, as a private company, has a stake
and
in...
and also the Rimunan Hijau have a stake in the Qinzhou Industrial Park.
I know you went through some of the points earlier, but I guess I just want to delve deeper into why Kuantan is so attractive. There's something related to the fact that China is on the lookout for a third country like Malaysia, because they want to take advantage of some of Malaysia's favorable trading status. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think Malaysia is well positioned to attract some of these investors who then look at the access to a greater market. Example, Malaysia is a signatory to the TPP, which China is not. If it get rectified in 2018, it will give whoever set up base here to a bigger market in North America and also to Canada.
So there is a 40% content requirement for goods obtained in a certain country of origin, and some of these Chinese companies will feel that it's beneficial to set up in Malaysia to get around those kind of limitations and those kind of rulings. And isn't China slowing down? Would MCKIP's activities be affected by the slowdown in China?
Okay, the setup of MCKIP has just started. You know, the physical activities of constructing the factories just began. The first investment there, which is the steel mill, the Alliance Steel, they have just started construction now. So by the time they start operating, it'll be 1.5 years down the road. You know, given that economic cycles are always there, so they will ride on the upturn later on when the upturn in the economic cycle comes about.
But what kind of industries are they transferring here from China?
Okay, there are three type of industries here. One is a heavy industry. Like the first one is actually a steel mill. And then we got an investor to come and set up a porcelain plant. There's one doing renewable energy. And of course, later on, when all these bigger industries are set up, the smaller one will come along to do some supportive services like the SME and also the logistic companies.
Can you talk a little bit more about that preferential tariff rate, which is supposedly a benefit when Chinese companies set up in Kuantan?
Okay, I think, like I say, it gives them access to a bigger market, both to Europe and to the US. Looking at the position of Malaysia's trading partner, it will give whoever set up base here access to all this market. And in some of the countries that we actually trade with, we have some preferential trade agreement, the FTAs between Malaysia and those countries. So whoever set up base here then can leverage on all this agreement that's in place between Malaysia and that country.
Do you think Malaysia is getting a lot of the choice projects, and how does MCKIP help Malaysia in furthering our quest to get out of this so-called middle-income trap? Are we attracting high-valued industries? Are we attracting the sort of innovative industries that are very desirable for the growth of the country?
If you look at it, MCKIP is not just purely talking about industry. It's also talking about attracting talent to this corridor. So for talent who are working there is also a 15% income tax rate for the knowledge workers. So it's something, you see, we are paying a much higher rate here in the city compared with if you really set up base there. So we are trying to attract more talent into this area.
Foreign talent or local talent?
Both local and also foreign where possible. And we hope that these foreigners can actually train our local talent. And by cross-fertilization, you can actually uplift the socio-economic position of our people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only a social but also an economic sort of the development.
Do you think that the locals are well-equipped enough educationally and also experientially to take up some of the jobs that you're offering?
I think we have a great talent in the country. Yeah. And
but you're also trying to attract the foreign talent.
Yeah, we are trying to also attract foreign talent who can actually train our local talent. So we have a lot of talented guys, sometimes maybe because of exposure and also experience. That's why we are not able to reach the level. So now with the cross-fertilization, as I say, we probably can uplift of talent here.
So going back to the idea of highly innovative and high-value industries, could you give us an idea about what kind of industries MCKIP has targeted to attract? Because, I mean, if we look at the trade composition in Malaysia today, we're talking of a lot of electrical and electronic products. And this is also changing rapidly because of how the online revolution is changing the product of how we go onto the internet and how we consume entertainment. So is the MCKIP targeting certain industries to benefit the long-term the technological know-how of Malaysia?
I think currently there's no fixed industry that's, we say, if you're not in this industry, you cannot come. We actually cater for all, I say, heavy industry, mid-size industry, and also logistical industry. But it's just not industry per se in that area. We also have commercial component and also the residential component as well. And hopefully out of this whole development, other latest technology will be developed there.
So when you say commercial and residential, do you mean setting up malls and hypermarkets and also residential housing?
That will be complement to the industrial park, because when you bring in people, you need to provide all these amenities. And the vision is actually to create a Kuantan port city in that location, because it's only about 5 to 8 kilometers from the port. So the vision is to create this whole area into a Kuantan port city.
When you say Kuantan port city, are we trying to establish a transshipment hub, like what, I guess, what Singapore is doing? In which case, that industrial base, the setting up the foundation for an industrial base for the future may not be very much well supported, because you're just getting goods in and then re-exporting it out quickly.
So we are doing it a bit more when compared with our neighbours. The reason being because our neighbour don't have a hinterland. Malaysia, we are blessed that we have got a big hinterland. So we can do both. We can do both the manufacturing. At the same time, we can also be a transshipment hub as well.
Do you feel that as chairman of the Malaysia-China Kuantan Industrial Park, that there is a future for Malaysia manufacturing, or are we getting a lot of competition from places like Vietnam and Indonesia?
In fact, we are encouraging Malaysian to participate in this park as well. They can go in alone, or they can actually collaborate with other people. It's not just meant for the Chinese party. Even though it's called Malaysia China Kuantan Industrial Park, we actually welcome investment from
anywhere. We're getting a lot of competition from countries like Vietnam and China, which are arguably a lot lower cost than us. So the argument is that now we got to go into higher valued industries. How viable is long-term competitiveness of the MCKIP in really answering to the competition that's coming from elsewhere?
If we look at it now, based on current time, the cost of production in China is no more low, like you say just now. And also in country like Vietnam, I think cost is fast rising. One of the benefits that we can see from here is that politically, Vietnam is not a favored country by the Chinese. So that's where Malaysia stands out to have the advantage over our neighbours.
So we're picking up the slack of what the Chinese are leaving behind in other countries.
We believe, because they have overcapacity now, so this is a time for them to go global. And, following on the One Belt, One Road initiative by the government, I think Malaysia now stands, very good. We're in a very good position to attract a lot more investment from China.
Going back to the shareholding, IGM Land took over SP Satir's stake sometime in 2014. Why was there a change in shareholding? In fact, the other shareholding that was changed was also from Rimbunan Hijau stake going to Sime Darby Property. Why was there this change over a shareholding? Was it because of the unattractiveness of the project?
No, it's actually more strategic in the sense that because SP Satir will then and Rimbunan Hijau will then be able to concentrate on the park in Qingzhou, and another party comes in to actually focus on the development of the park in Malaysia. And why IGM and Sime Darby is chosen is because of our presence there in that area. So it makes a lot of sense that the party who are chosen to take over are actually operating in the area already. Mm-hmm. So we are really familiar with Kuantan.
And any plans to list MCKIP, given that this is a for-profit entity, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it has to be a long-term business. And our current focus is not looking at listing it. Our focus is more to look at providing land for industrialists, and at the same time to develop this region. You see, IGM is also, together with a joint venture partner from China, is also developing and expanding the Kuantan port capacity. So our focus now is more like looking at development of the whole area. And as I said earlier, we are looking at a long-term plan to make it into a Kuantan port city.
Thank you so much for your time. And that was Dato' Som Heng Choon, chairman of Malaysia-China Kuantan Industrial Park, on this morning's Breakfast Grill. I'm Julian Ng for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.